Letter to the editor. Dear editor, I am writing to respond to a recent article suggesting that an 8 a.m. start to the school day makes students feel tired and sleepy. It is crystal clear that our students are often exhausted. In my point of view, the culprits of such phenomenon are tons of work waiting for students, as well as the enormous pressure on them. These two factors, physically and mentally, contribute to insufficient sleep and bad sleeping qualities. Thereby, the problem can now be understood in two aspects, quality and quantity. For the quality of students' sleep, students always toil for tests and exams, not to mention countless homework and projects. They rarely have time to rest and take a break. Such workload causes inadequate sleep of students. Some of them even stay awake, working laboriously all night long, just to prepare for the upcoming test. Given the above, how are our students supposed to have enough sleep? What adds fuel to the fire is the bad quality of sleep. It is a patent, though deplorable, fact that our students face great pressure, with the frequent tests and quizzes as the causes. Students can hardly learn happily with those tests, let alone the once-in-a-lifetime exam introduced by the current education system. Rarely do students sleep with comfort, according to a recent study. The great pressure and stress even caused mental disorder among students, with anxiety disorder being the most common one. Thus, students cannot get good sleep, even when they finally have a chance to, after working all day long. I don't think a 9 a.m. start will solve the problem, because it is not where the core of the problem lies. The roots of the problem are the terribly enormous pressure faced by students and the horrifying amount of work they need to finish. I hope schools and parents can help solve the problem by promoting healthy learning among students, through which students are able to obtain enough and tight sleep with sweet dreams. Yours faithfully, Chris Wong.